NATO chiefs of defence only meet twice a year. When they do, Russia is always the main talking point. The 29-country alliance has been building up its forces close to Russia's borders. Moscow is very consistent with its message. It is not interested in attack, only defence. However, NATO's military leaders have agreed to go ahead with plans to set up two new major command bases, citing Russia as one of the main reasons for the move.
You know, I certainly have concerns with respect to Russia. That's part of this NATO command structure adaptation. I think as an alliance, we're dominant. There are domains within this that were challenged. I think cyber is one of those. They're very competent in that.
NATO's military chiefs say for many years now, Russia has been modernizing and upgrading its capabilities. They argue, therefore, that the alliance must do the same. Critics say NATO's kingpin, the United States, is using the military organization as a tool to try and destabilize regions for its own gain.
NATO is led by the United States of America, and me, my party and my political friends, we want that Germany goes out of NATO. We want to bring Russia into Europe because Russia is a part of Europe and the United States are far from Europe.
Just last month, European Union leaders agreed to spend 40 billion euro towards the establishment of an EU army. Under sustained pressure from Donald Trump, 22 EU countries have also pledged to up NATO spending as they are members of the alliance. So the arms industry in the EU is set to make an even greater fortune than heretofore. Anti-war campaigners say this truly beggars belief, given that official data from Eurostat shows that 117.5 million people in the EU are at risk of poverty. Jerome Hughes, Press TV at NATO headquarters, Brussels.